Training Camp Central is powered by XFIT.
Rolling along through training camp, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you as we take a focus now on the inside linebacker position in our camp breakdown. And this may be the most popular position in terms of the off-season literature written about these guys and during training camp, and it's because of the addition of Danny Trevathan from the world champion Denver Broncos, their leading tackler a year ago, and Jarrell Freeman, who really is the same type of player in terms of mindset, physicality, and nastiness at that position. He has had an interesting career starting at a small college, going through the Canadian League, and winding up with the Indianapolis Colts. But both these guys are really being talked about as leaders of the defense and leaders of this whole front seven.
You know, one thing, if you're going to play in the NFL at a really interior linebacker competitive position, you first have to be smart, because you have to understand what your opponent is trying to do to you to gain an advantage or get you out of position. Danny Trevathan has so much experience in this defense and so much understanding of NFL offenses. He knows exactly where to go and where to flow. So does Jarrell Freeman. And it's important, because last year when they went to battle, they didn't have any experience in this defense in the interior. And so it was almost a guessing game, and you always had to give the advantage to the opponent's offense. But I like what I see out of these two guys, because Trevathan and Jarrell Freeman have been really able to lead the front seven of this defense to be aggressive, to be a faster flowing defense, and to be in position to really face off against the opponent's quarterback. And they have some guys waiting in the wings like Jonathan Anderson and John Timu, who also bring instincts and intelligence, and they had some experience on this defense last year. So when you look at a group of four linebackers right now in the interior, and there are some rookies waiting to get their opportunity, you got to be really excited about the upgrade in intelligence of this position beyond all others.
And it's a position, obviously, that impacts special teams as well, and Timu and Anderson will be a part of that mix. But, you know, you said they have experience. They also had degrees of success last season in that they had those rookie starts and rookie experience last season.
Right, and that's the thing about it. And then you get a chance to go through OTAs in the offseason with a lot of classroom session. You get to understand your coaches better, and you get to understand the terminology and the thinking of a guy like Vic Fangio. And when you have the intelligence factor of Jarrell Freeman and Danny Trevathan, that spills over in the classroom. And it's just so important to make sure that your players are as smart as they are athletic.
Draft pick Nick Kwiatkowski dealing with a hamstring injury, so we'll see more of him as camp goes on. But he's also a blue-collar performer. And you're kind of piqued curiosity with Jarrett Grace out of Notre Dame.
Right. I mean, he's got big-time experience in a big-time college program when you're talking about playing at Notre Dame. But like you mentioned, these guys got to be able to contribute on special teams. Special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers, he watches practice as closely as anybody to see who has the traits, the athleticism, and the work ethic to be a special teams contributor as much as they are contributing on defense.
Clipping right along, camp moving fast as we are going through these units. We'll continue to break it down for you right here on ChicagoBears.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.